Good morning and welcome to CNBC TV 18's Market Buzz podcast with me, Hormas Fatakia. Well, today is the weekly options expiry of the Nifty Bank. Small caps continue to be under pressure. A large block deal is set to take place in what promises to be another action-packed day for the markets. And we'll tell you all about that in the next 5 minutes. And we cannot not start about talking about ITC, where BAT's much-awaited block deal is finally set to take place today. ITC's largest shareholder launched its book last evening to sell around 3.5% stake in a deal that is valued at nearly 17,000 crore rupees. BAT will now have a 180-day lock-in for any further stake sale. But this may be positive for the company as one, it removes a major overhang, and two, BAT has mentioned multiple times in the past that it does not intend to bring its stake in ITC below 25%, which is what gives them veto rights. Now, ITC shares in anticipation of this deal have already corrected almost 20% from their peak that they hit in July of 2023. What this has also done is that it has continued this trend of foreign promoters or large shareholders selling shares in their Indian counterparts at very lofty valuations. Whirlpool's deal in February was a case in point, as was Timken and Samvardhana Motherson. And you can read about all of that on CNBCTV18.com. And as we speak, ITC has already received two upgrades from CLSA and HSBC, and both of them are saying that this correction that I just spoke about is a very attractive buying opportunity. So keep ITC on your radar. It may just be a market moving stock today. And since we are on this subject of promoter stake sales, here are some domestic ones as well. Macrotech's promoter sold around 0.5% stake yesterday in a block deal, while Nirlon's promoter sold 2.5%. But what is interesting in Nirlon is the name of the buyer, which was Nihar Nandan Nilekani, the son of Infosys co-founder Nandan Nilekani. Now, apart from this promoter stake sales, what has also been in trend recently are rights issues. Now, Grasim, South Indian Bank, Indiabulls Housing Finance, and a lot of other companies have had rights issues recently. And joining this bandwagon is HCC, or Hindustan Construction Company, where the board has approved details of a 350 crore rupee rights issue. Their rights issue will open on the 26th of this month and close on the 5th of April. Now, the rights issue price that they have fixed is 21 rupees a share, which is a 40% discount to the closing price of Tuesday of HCC stock. Now, if you are an existing shareholder, you will be eligible for one right share of HCC for every 9 shares that you currently own. Now, also keep an eye out on Aurobindo Pharma, where its unit, Eugia Pharma Specialties, has begun distribution of aseptic products manufactured at its Unit 3. Now, if you remember, this distribution was temporarily stopped recently, and the commercial production from the aseptic lines is likely to start by the 15th of April. So, some positive news coming in there for Aurobindo Pharma. There's some interesting data that was released by Nuvama Alternative last evening, which will keep SJVN and a lot of other stocks in focus, but I'm talking SJVN particularly because two mutual funds, SBI MF and Quant, have made a complete exit from the stock in February. Now, SJVN stock has corrected over 30% from its peak, but it still trades above its 5-year historical PE multiple. So we'll keep an eye out on SJVN as well. A total of 9 stocks are now in the F&O ban, with Nalco and Piramal Enterprises joining that list, with Aditya Birla Fashion, Mahanagar Gas, Hindustan Copper, SAIL, Tata Chemicals, Z Entertainment, and a lot of others as well. So 9 stocks in the F&O ban today. Some board meetings as well. IIFL Finance, which has been under fire recently, will have its board meeting to consider a fundraising proposal, as will GMR Power. As we told you earlier, today is the weekly options expiry of the Nifty Bank contracts, and the index had a proper tug of war yesterday, with HDFC Bank fighting for the bulls single-handedly and was offset by SBI, ICICI Bank and Axis Bank. Now, eventually, both Nifty and the Nifty Bank ended absolutely flat yesterday. The real pain, though, rise in the small cap index, and another 2% drop on Tuesday, and the index is now down 10% from its peak that it hit last month. And stocks like Angel One, NBCC having corrected over 25% from their peaks, and analysts who we spoke to seeing another 2-3% downside in the index before a floor or a support is found at lower levels. You can read more about that on our coverage on the small cap stocks on CNBCTV18.com. But the one solace for the market, though, is the fact that the US markets ended positive overnight, shrugging off what was considered to be a sticky inflation print, although it was in line with expectations. Who led the gains there? Well, Nvidia. Who else? The S&P 500 made a record closing high, while the Dow Jones also gained 200 points. So positive cues coming in from the US markets, and on cue, the Asian markets have also opened higher. So global cues are positive, and the GIFT Nifty is pointing to a flat start for our own market. So all eyes now on 9:15, all eyes on ITC. And that's all for today. We wish you a wonderful trading day ahead, and for the sharpest market insight and analysis, stay tuned to CNBC TV18 and CNBCTV18.com.